Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
It's Arizona, Alaska, Hawaii, Boise, Montana. You could be in Massachusetts. You could be in Rhode Island, Wisconsin, Chicago. Pick a state, pick a city. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. Thank you to our producer for tonight, Kevin Wall, holding things down. There is no show without you, everybody listening. And so if you're locked in on one of our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates, thank you very much. If you're listening on the free Odyssey app, thank you very much. If you got SiriusXM, thank you very much. You can always tune in on Sirius 158. And if you got a smart speaker, thank you for listening too. You fancy. Got one of them fancy mechanical talking computers in your house. Pat yourself on the back. Just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out with you for 2 more hours. It's a 4-hour show. I get started every weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. We've talked a lot about the NFL, some of the big games, some of the big matchups. And I want to get into some college. I want to talk about some baseball. Because the playoffs get started. Well, they don't get started. Let me correct myself. I'm sorry. The wild card round, best 2 out of 3, where everybody got swept, feels like a flash in the pan. But we get some real baseball, if I want to consider it, starting tomorrow, starting on Saturday, as things get rolling in the divisional round of the MLB playoffs. We got Texas and Baltimore, Minnesota, Houston, the Phillies down here in Georgia to take on the Braves. We have Arizona and the Dodgers later on in the night, in the evening. So we got a lot of baseball. But before we get into the baseball, and last hour, and in the past 2 hours, we've talked about Chase Claypool. We've talked about the Dolphins, the Giants, the 49ers, the Ravens, the Dolphins. We've gone through it all. Odell and Cooper Kupp and Juan Soto. Nothing happened with Juan Soto. Just an admission from A.J. Preller that, yeah, we might have to trade him if we can't come to an agreement. We talked about Randy Gregory being traded to the 49ers. We talked about the Jets and the Broncos. I mean, what history do they have? 1998 AFC Championship game. I know they got a little bit of a beef with Sean Payton and Nathaniel Hackett, but it ain't no grudge match. And speaking of all the playoff games tomorrow, you know, Phillies and Braves, they have some history over the postseason, etc. But the real grudge match for Saturday is on the college football side, because we are going to have Texas and Oklahoma, the Red River rivalry, for the 119th time. And this is a beautiful thing. These teams are both 5-0. This is the first time that they have both been undefeated since 2011. Who knows? And then, oh yeah, by the way, this is the last time, unless they're going to meet in the Big 12 championship game, that we're going to see them play each other in the Big 12. Because we know they are packing up their bags, they're going to take all the money, and they are going to the SEC. And so it's going to be a fun matchup to watch. That is where things are going to start. Before we get the baseball tomorrow with the Orioles and the Rangers, I'm going to be tuning in to Oklahoma and Texas. And Sark, head coach of Texas, he knows how important this rivalry is. Take a listen.
What an honor it is to be part of this game and to be part of this rivalry. 119th time Texas and OU have played in the Red River rivalry. A lot of great players, a lot of great teams, a lot of great coaches. And, you know, we don't take that lightly.
Yeah, they don't take it lightly. I mean, Texas, they were able to win last year. They didn't take it lightly. They beat Oklahoma's brains in 49-0. Unfortunately for Oklahoma last year, Dylan Gabriel, he was missing in the game, had to exit due to a concussion. And this year, Dylan Gabriel is absolutely killing it. 1,600 yards passing, 15 touchdowns in the air, 4 rushing touchdowns on the ground. And he's one of the reasons that Oklahoma is currently 5-0. Oklahoma's defense, also one of the best, leading the entire country with 10 interceptions. And so is Texas going to come out and smack them 49-0? I highly doubt that. Now, Texas still has some threats. Quinn Ewers has 5 rushing touchdowns. Jonathan Brooks is leading the Big 12 in rushing on his way to almost 600 yards on the ground. And so we should have another big game. I'm going to go ahead and give Texas the edge here. And whoever wins this game is going to have an inside track for the college football playoff. And Brett Venables, he says, listen, man, I know what Texas is capable of. Take a listen.
It's going to be, again, a wonderful environment against a really talented, hot Texas team. Play, you know, on paper and on film, they play their best when they're playing really good people. And that's Texas has always risen to the occasion.
Yeah, shout outs to Texas, man. I think they're going to walk away with the victory here. Now, in my own selfish sense, it ain't gonna happen this season. I'm just waiting on Arch Manning. That's it. I'm just waiting to see when he's gonna pop up and what all the fuss is about and where I'm just waiting on him. It's gonna take some time, but I'm waiting. Anyway, that's a rivalry in and of itself. That's how I'm gonna start off my Saturday, Texas and Oklahoma. And then I'm going to run myself right on over to baseball. I'm going to go back and forth. And tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to be on the air in New York City on WFAN. And so I'm going to be watching everything. And I'm going to watch all the games and the baseball and the football while fans in New York complain about the Mets, the Yankees, the Jets, and the Giants. It should be fun. Just a bunch of loser teams. Now, having said that, while I am on air, I'm going to have an opportunity to watch some successful baseball teams. How about at 1 p.m. early on, we're going to have the Texas Rangers and everybody's favorite team, the who the hell is that, Baltimore Orioles. Yes, a lot of people on this team, people are finding about for the first time. And what a shock and what a surprise, right? The Baltimore Orioles, they enter this postseason with the lowest payroll out of any team. They have relatively no postseason experience. If you think about the Rangers, I mean, even if you look at their manager, Bruce Bochy, this man has won 3 World Series championships. Now, all things considered, is his experience going to help them go out and win games? Maybe if it's close. You got Brandon Hyde. This is going to be his first postseason game representing for the Orioles, managing the Orioles. But it comes down to what you do on the field. The Rangers have the biggest payroll here out of the teams in the postseason. But the fact is, do the Rangers got the pitching? Or are the Orioles going to be surprised? Are the Orioles going to be shell-shocked here to start the postseason? Are they going to be just surrounded and over-enveloped by all of the attention? Adley Rutschman says, man, once we get to playing in the game, it's just going to be regular-ass baseball. Take a listen.
Going to be, again, a wonderful environment against a really talented, hot Texas team. Play, you know, on paper and on film, they play their best when they're playing really good people. And that's Texas has always risen like to the occasion.
See ball, hit ball, catch ball, throw ball. Look at catcher's mitt, throw ball. It's just baseball. Yeah, let's get the nerves out of it. Hey, Baltimore deserves this, okay? They deserve this. This is a shock. This is a surprise. The fans in Baltimore, the fans of the Orioles, they have suffered enough. And I'm expecting them to win this series. I really am. I think Baltimore is going to move forward to the American League Championship Series. That sounds crazy to say. But I don't think Texas, especially with the injuries to their pitchers, whether it's Sonny Gray or whether you want to look at Scherzer, who is hoping that he can come back. If he does, he's probably going to get slapped around. I like Baltimore here. I really do. Texas can go home. I'm picking the Orioles. Sounds weird to say, but I am. And then we got another matchup in the American League. Now this team, what the hell are they doing here? I got no idea. It's the Minnesota Twins. These Minnesota Twins are going to take on the Houston Astros. Does anybody with a reasonable thought, and you don't got to be the biggest baseball fan, you don't got to watch every game, is anybody picking the Twins to beat the Astros? Of course they can do it. Are you putting money down on it, though? This is a Minnesota Twins team, a franchise, I should say. They haven't won a postseason game until their first one. Their first one beating the Blue Jays. 18-game postseason losing streak. They haven't won at home since 2002. And so here they sweep the Blue Jays 2-0. And now they got to take on who? Justin Verlander. And one of the biggest storylines here in that series between Minnesota and the Astros is that Carlos Correa, somebody who said, well, damn it, I want all the money in the world, and then he wasn't healthy enough to get it, had to settle for a contract with Minnesota. He's playing against his former team, his former teammates, his former manager, where he won a World Series. And it's kind of nuts, man. Carlos Correa is going to be taking on someone who's like a father figure to him in Dusty Baker. And Carlos Correa was asked about that, the relationship, and he's like, yeah, well, we got to close that book for a series. Take a listen here.
It means everything. Actually, my wife brought it up this morning with teary eyes to me, what Dusty said about me. And it truly means a lot. You know, Dusty's a man that I respect so much. As a manager, you know, he was always great to me. We built a great relationship. His wife, every time I walk back to the car, she'll be in the parking lot waiting for him, and we'll have some great conversations. So obviously that was a relationship way more than just player-manager. He was like another father figure for me. So it was special when I was around him, all the stories, all the advice I picked up from him. But like he said, now we got to face each other. So I'll be his son after this series over once again.
Oh, that's sweet, man. That's nice. Isn't that nice? I'm being a jerk there, but on the serious side, I have never heard any human, any cat, any animal, anything that could make noise. I have never heard a sound or a peep, a negative one, about Dusty Baker. He is the easiest dude to root for. I mean, out of all the years that he had out in San Francisco and getting close but not close enough and then finally winning, he's easy to root for. And the Astros they picked the perfect manager, coming from all the nonsense and the scandals and the garbage cans, trying to clean all that up. They did the perfect thing in bringing in Dusty Baker because he's actually likable. I mean, even listening to Carlos Correa, he's like, man, I love the guy. I'm just going to still try to beat him, but I love him. It's the facts. I don't think Minnesota is going to come out on top, though. I'm going to take Houston. Verlander will be on the mound, and unless he doesn't have it, he's more than likely going to mow them down tomorrow. Let's see what happens there. Another game, another series that I think somebody going to get mowed down. Congratulations to Arizona for making it to the postseason. Now you're really in the postseason. The Brewers are not the Dodgers. Corbin Carroll is not going to swipe a million bases and hit a million home runs, and he could be the most successful dude on the entire field. The Dodgers just have too much. And I know Clayton Kershaw, throughout the course of his career in the postseason, has been up, he's been down, he's older now, but come on now. The Dodgers should be favored, and I believe the Dodgers will take care of the Diamondbacks in the late game. And then, this one is going to be good. The last two teams to represent the National League in the World Series. One team lost last year to those Astros, and the other one, they won the World Series 2 years ago. It's the Atlanta Braves and the Philadelphia Phillies. That's going to take place right here in Atlanta, Georgia. If I wasn't in New York on the radio, I most certainly would go over to the game. And look, Atlanta beat the living hell out of everybody they faced this year. That's it. 307 home runs, a record. I mean, you got Matt Olson, who's hitting 50-plus. You got Ronald Acuna, 40 home runs plus and 70 stolen bases. You got Ozuna. Nobody talks about him. He's hitting 40. You got Michael Harris at the bottom of the order. The Braves make no sense. And after the Phillies got them the hell up on out of the playoffs last year, the Braves couldn't even go back to try to defend their World Series championship. This is a little bit of a grudge match. And so I'm eager to see how it goes. I believe Atlanta is going to come out on top, but it's going to be a fun series to watch. I mean, the Phillies aren't going to lay down. I'm sure we're going to get some trash talk. I'm sure Bryce Harper is going to tick some folks off. And their manager, the Phillies manager, Rob Thompson, he talked about the Braves, and he says, yeah, man, they beat the living hell out of teams, and we're going to have to compete with them. Take a listen.
You know, the one thing the Braves did is they played consistent baseball all year long. I mean, from day one, they really didn't go into any large losing streak that I know of. And we struggle getting out of the gate, so it's something we got to work on in spring training. But I think we're playing very good baseball right now. And I think it's going to be a really good series.
I think so, too. I'm going to take the Braves, though. Here, you want some quick predictions that you can yell at me about later if it doesn't come true? I'm taking Baltimore and Houston to advance to the American League Championship Series, and I'm picking the Braves and the Dodgers to advance in the National League Championship Series. I don't think the stage is going to be too bright for Baltimore. I think Minnesota is not ready for Houston. I think Atlanta, I think their talent and their bats, I think they're going to come out on top. There should be a concern there on the pitching side. And Arizona, welcome to the postseason. The Dodgers are going to whoop that ass. And that's what I think things are going to look like here for the postseason. So you got football tomorrow on the college side. And you got a whole slate of Major League Baseball playoff action in the divisional round. And then, of course, you got football all day Sunday, so go ahead and lock in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We are going to take a break. And I told you here in Atlanta I won't be able to go to the game, but I want to share with you. I want to share with you a conversation with someone I had that is doing an amazing, amazing thing for an individual. This guy's name, it's simple. His name is Charlie Rocket. This is someone who had so much success as a music manager. He had something that changed his life, and now he wants to dedicate his life and has dedicated his life to giving back to others. And he's shocking someone tomorrow at the Braves game. I'll explain on the other side. I want you to hear this. It's quite inspirational. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, a conversation with Charlie Rocket on the other side.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus doorbusters. Get up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
I'm Eli Roth, and the upcoming second season of my podcast, A Ghost Ruined My Life from Travel, you'll hear real, horrifying accounts from actual victims who came face-to-face with a paranormal and survived.
It was the shape of a small human, and it was pure blackness, like nothing I've ever seen before in my life.
A ghost? You saw a ghost?
Yeah, I did.
Listen to A Ghost Ruined My Life with Eli Roth from Travel, wherever you get your podcasts, and prepare to be terrified.
Before AvidXchange, managing accounts payable took too much time and effort. Reviewing invoices, tracking down approvals, the list goes on. But with AvidXchange, your AP is automated so you can easily review and approve invoices anytime, anywhere. You'll gain greater visibility and control into your workflow, giving you time to focus on more important things. Experience the power of change. AvidXchange. Learn more at AvidXchange.com. That's AvidXchange.com.
Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We know the Major League Baseball playoffs, they continue on tomorrow. We got divisional matchups that are getting ready to take place. We've talked about a lot of them, but I wanted to bring on a special guest. He's doing something and has been doing something that's real big in the community, big around the country, big around the world. And he's going to surprise somebody tomorrow during the playoffs. We're going to learn who he is, what he's doing. It's my main man, Charlie Rocket. Charlie, how are you?
My man, what's going on, bro?
Hey, listen, I have no complaints. Thank you for taking the time to hop on.
Hey, this is a blessing. Thank you.
Absolutely. So let's give people a little bit of background on who you are. You big music executive, Grammy Award winning manager, street execs, working with 2 Chainz, et cetera, on and on. Made a lot of money. And also, unfortunately, had a health issue. And then that health issue has caused you to turn things around and give back to others. Fill us in, Charlie.
Man, at the height of my music career, I thought I had it all. The money, the houses, cars. But when I got diagnosed with a brain tumor, I realized money meant nothing to me. And in that dark moment when I was diagnosed, I said, you know what? I never achieved my dream. I never, like, making money wasn't my dream. My dream ever since I was a kid was to be an athlete. So I left music. I went to go pursue my dream of being an athlete, even though I was 300 pounds. And I actually became a Nike athlete, and I helped Nike create the Colin Kaepernick commercial back in 2018. And I got to be in it, and the commercial was named after me. So I got to experience my dream of being an athlete on the highest level. And in that moment, I said, you know what? What else is there left to do? It's time to reach our hand back and get other people closer to their dreams. And I've dedicated my life every single day since then to just taking people from dark places and helping make their dreams come true.
Charlie Rocket is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You talk about that tumor and then taking that unfortunate situation in your life and turning it into a positive. What made you get up in that dark place and decide to become physically active and fit? What made you, inspired you to turn things around?
Man, you know, there's always gifts in the darkness. I'm a delusional optimist. When it comes down to something bad happening in my life, I always go to this place of this has got to be for me. This has got to be a gift in this. Santa Claus delivers presents in the dark. So I was like, you know what? Maybe this is what it was supposed to be. Maybe I was supposed to leave the music industry. Maybe I was supposed to go chase my dream. So maybe this would be the one thing that would get me to do it. It's kind of like having my dream. It was supposed to happen. So maybe something bad happened to happen to redirect me. So, you know, for anybody listening out there, if there's something bad going on, find the optimism in it. Find a way that it's serving you instead of against you, and start believing that, like, the universe is conspiring for you instead of against you, you know, and you'll start seeing all these, like, magical possibilities, and your life gets pretty amazing.
Charlie Rocket is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, going from millions and millions of dollars to handing out millions of dreams. We know the Major League Baseball playoffs are underway. We've already had the wild card round that has passed by. We're now just less than 24 hours away from the start of the divisional round. My understanding is you got a little bit of a surprise. I don't want to break the whole surprise, but there's something cool that's potentially going to happen at or around the Braves, correct?
Absolutely. So we're on tour right now, going across America, making dreams come true. And I heard about this lead on this Little League baseball coach in Atlanta, and he's wheelchair bound. He's got, like, rheumatoid arthritis, and he like can't walk, but he does not let that stop him from being there for these kids. And so he's struggling because the cost of living is more than what disability. You know, like, cost of living has increased. Disability hasn't increased. So he's struggling. So we're going to go pull up on him today. And thanks to booking.com, he's going to be throwing out the first pitch. Now, he doesn't know this yet, but this is going down today. So I'm excited to be able to make his dreams come true. I'm excited to be able to rally our audience. If anybody's listening, look out for the story if you want to donate. But we're going to help them out. We're going to get them in a better place. And I want to give a big shout out to Booking.com and the MLB for allowing this to happen.
Charlie, where can people follow you on this story and a lot of the other works that you continue to do as you help change millions of lives?
Man, Instagram and TikTok are the main places. So at Charlie on Instagram and at Charlie on TikTok. Our foundation is Dream Machine USA. We're everywhere. We got about 9 million followers of people who we call the Army of Love, who participate in changing lives with us. And, you know, it's not me doing it by myself. It's an entire community. There's amazing people in the Army of Love who step up every day. And there's amazing companies like Booking.com who step up every day and support this mission we have of making dreams come true. Because I told myself, you know, I want to be a new type of millionaire, not one that makes $1 million, but one that makes 1 million dreams come true. And in order to do that, it takes a village.
Is there one experience that you've had so far that really stands out to you? Something that you've looked at and going, damn, that really had an amazing effect on someone or a group of people?
Yeah, so there was a kid down in Orlando. He has Down syndrome, and his dream was to be a wrestler. So immediately I'm like, we got to make the dream come true. Like, he wants to be a WWE wrestler. I'm like, how are we going to do that? And so over the next 3 weeks, we threw him a sold out wrestling event at an arena in Orlando. We got WWE wrestlers. We had Flo Rida performing. We made his dream come true. He got signed to a professional wrestling management company and starts doing wrestling events himself and getting paid. And he became famous in the wrestling community. So it's like, that one meant a lot to me, because I honestly didn't know how I would do it. But that's the power in believing big and dreaming crazy. You just never know what type of magic you'll run into.
That's an amazing story, man. Kudos to what you're doing with the Atlanta Braves, providing that coach with an opportunity to go out there and throw a first pitch on the first playoff game that the Atlanta Braves are hopefully going to be on their way to a World Series. Yeah, I'm a little biased in that regards. Tell everybody one more time where they can keep up with that story and all these other dreams that you're helping to fulfill.
Yes, sir. Everybody, keep up with the story. It's going to be rolling out in real time over the next few days. At Charlie on Instagram, just Charlie, Instagram and TikTok. Those are the main places. If you want to interact, if you want to donate, if you want to share, if you want to support, or if you just want to watch, all of it helps.
We had to bring you some positivity on a Friday before the baseball postseason continues on. Charlie Rocket, thank you so much for joining us here on CBS Sports Radio, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
No doubt about it. Make sure you go ahead and follow Charlie. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. But right now, it's time for a news flash. Here we go. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much to Charlie Rocket for joining us before the break. You know, every now and then, you got to talk to somebody who's doing work to help out other people, looking to inspire others. I mean, I can't imagine suffering a brain tumor and turning your life around, your health around, and being able to grant that inspiration to other people is amazing. And so everybody at Truist Park watching the Atlanta Braves and the Phillies tomorrow, they're going to be in store for a treat as someone is going to have a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Much love to Charlie Rocket for coming through and just providing that opportunity. As he mentioned, go ahead and check out Charlie. He is just on Instagram, Charlie. It's as simple as that. Go ahead and find the guy whose name is Charlie, helping out other folks. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. If you want to give me a holler, that's 855-212-4CBS. When we get to the top of the hour, I want to have a conversation with you about some of the more disappointing teams in the NFL. Tonight, we've had an opportunity to talk through and take a look at some of the best teams. I think the 49ers stand out, whether or not it happens to be the NFC or the AFC. I find the 49ers to be the best team in the NFL right now. And we can put the Philadelphia Eagles in that space as well. So we'll get into that next hour. I want to talk about teams that unfortunately have disappointed. But before I get back over to the NFL, and this is going to have to deal with injuries in a general sense. This sucks for the fans. I don't know how many of them exist of the Marlins. Kevin, how many fans do the Miami Marlins have?
About 20.
About 20 fans. Okay. So all 20 fans who cram into that spaceship down in Miami, this news stinks. Sandy Alcantara, this man had Tommy John surgery today. He put out a note, put it up on social media, thanking the fans for support. At the end of the season, about a month ago, he was dealing with elbow trouble and pain. The last we saw him was September 3rd. Two seasons ago, he won a Cy Young. This season, not so much. His ERA was above 4. And you just had to go, well, what happened to the dude? And he said he threw one pitch, a curveball, and he felt pain in his elbow. We haven't seen him since. The Marlins were able to make it into the postseason, quote-unquote, if you want to call that, of the wild card round. But he put out a message. He's going to miss all of next season with this Tommy John surgery. And for the life of me, not a doctor, I have no idea, I don't know why, are we not just seeing more ligament tears and elbows and knees? I forgot what doctor we spoke to recently here on CBS Sports Radio, or maybe it was an athlete. I think Magic Johnson might have said it when he joined us last week. And it was just like, hey, yeah, we can think about professional athletes as their muscles get bigger, as they get bigger, as they get faster, as they get stronger. But ligaments, You can't fix that. And so it's a matter of, can your body, can your muscles, can they withstand, can your ligaments withstand all of the pressure and the torque and the turning? It's just every day, every week, somebody new has blown out a knee, an ACL. Somebody is ripping a ligament in their arm. Let's think about this. Sandy Alcantara going to be gone all next season. We look at somebody who's going to get a gigantic contract, huge, 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 huge contract. He's going to be able to go out there and hit, but he's not going to be able to pitch, and that's Shohei Ohtani. We don't even know where he's going to play, and he's having to have another procedure. So it's just a wild world when you think about ligaments. And this, how about this? We got an NFL player who plans on coming back this Sunday from his own ACL tear. He is a lock for the Hall of Fame. His name, Von Miller. The Buffalo Bills, we know that they just took care of Miami this past Sunday. They beat them 48-20. People were real interested to see what Miami was going to do. I don't think anybody could have expected another 60, 70 points. And the Buffalo Bills showed that, yeah, we're still one of the best and more well-rounded teams in the league. And they beat them 48-20. And so the Buffalo Bills, their next game is going to be in London. It's going to be against the Jacksonville Jaguars, who've been in London for 2 weeks now. They might as well stay over there. They just beat Atlanta last week, 23-7. They got the Buffalo Bills, quote-unquote, coming into town. I think they're playing out in Tottenham. And Von Miller might return. Talking about somebody who's tore a ligament, he's going to be coming back, hopefully, from an ACL tear. And I told you, he is certainly going into the Hall of Fame. This man had 8 sacks last season for the Buffalo Bills before he blew out his knee. He did that in 11 games. This is an 8-time Pro Bowler, won a Super Bowl with the Broncos, won a Super Bowl with the Rams, is trying to get a trifecta and win a Super Bowl with the Bills. And if Von Miller is going to be healthy, this man is a game changer. He is a game wrecker. I don't care how old he is, 33 years old. They signed him, they being the Buffalo Bills, to a 6-year, $120 million deal. And so it just really sucks that he went down with that torn ACL. But it looks like he is going to be on his way back. Von Miller spoke to the media out in the UK. Von Miller was asked a couple of questions. You're going to hear them in a second. And it's, hey, how do you feel about being here in London? And then the second question is, are you going to play? Take a listen.
It's super cool. It's super cool. I've been here a couple of times. I've been in Manchester and Liverpool and Birmingham and been in London, and I've been able to witness, you know, some soccer out here. But I am excited to play American football in front of this crowd. You know, the English fans are incredible, and I'm looking forward to, you know, to playing football in front of everybody.
What are the chances of that actually happening? As Sean just said, you're still kind of a day-to-day situation.
I think it's like 94.5%.
94.5% chance that Von Miller plays his first game of the season with the Buffalo Bills. And to only have missed 4 games, I think that's pretty awesome. I mean, let's keep in mind, the Buffalo Bills have been able to add Leonard Floyd, who leads the Buffalo Bills right now in sacks with 3.5, Ed Oliver and Greg Rousseau. They both have 3 apiece. But Von Miller is a different animal, and he is a different beast. I know a lot of people looked at how the Buffalo Bills started the season against the New York Jets, just falling flat in that opening game when Aaron Rodgers went down. And we heard the talk. Oh, my God. Well, Josh Allen is going backwards. And, oh, my God, Stephon Diggs hates it in Buffalo. And how are they going to win? And I'm like, yo, it's one game. It's the start of the season here. I mean, since that opening game, Josh Allen has thrown for 8 touchdowns and 1 interception. Please, do me a favor. Find me the regression in his performance since then. The Buffalo Bills are still one of the best teams in the league, and it would have been real fun and interesting to see what Von Miller would have been able to contribute last year during the postseason, because that's when this dude really shines. And knowing the fact that he's going to return, they're probably going to slowly integrate him into the defense. He ain't going to go out there and play the whole damn game. The Buffalo Bills are still tops, man. That's it. You think about the AFC, they still have as good of a chance as anybody, to come out on top and to go to the Super Bowl. We can look at Patrick Mahomes. We can go ahead and take a look at the Ravens. I would put the Buffalo Bills and still have them in that space. Miami, let's see what Miami can do as the year goes on. Yeah, they can certainly outscore teams. And then is anybody going to be looking at anybody in the AFC South? The answer is hell no. Hell no. Colts ain't winning nothing. Houston ain't winning nothing. Jacksonville can still turn things around, but they ain't winning nothing. Tennessee not winning anything. And then all the other teams in the AFC West outside of Kansas City, they're pretty much a joke. Raiders are a joke. Denver's a joke. You got the Chargers who can't get out of their own way to go ahead and save their lives. And the Jags have just been disappointing. We spoke to Pete Prisco here a couple of weeks ago from CBS, and he had thought that Trevor Lawrence was going to have an MVP caliber season. Well, not when Calvin Ridley can't identify where the ball is. It's some tough going. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Robbie calling from Jacksonville. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, JR. What's going on tonight, man?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
So just wanted to say, hey, Charlie Rocket interview was awesome, dude. When he mentioned optical delusion, that was pretty amazing. Happy he chased his dream, giving back now. Real quick about the Braves, like you said, they're going to go as far as the pitching takes them. Matt Olson, he is a big advocate of the autism community. I don't know if you've heard about him and Reese Blankenship, the young man with nonverbal autism. He buys out tickets every game for individuals and their families to enjoy the game, you know, in a friendly environment.
Yep,
so
I have,
big shout out to him.
I have talked to the Braves directly about that initiative. Very familiar, yes.
Just wanted to give a shout out to him. But you just mentioned it, Jags, man. I know it's the fifth game, but this is a we need a W badly game. Our offensive line cannot block anything. Luckily, we get Cam Robinson back this week. Trevor, he'll be fine. I'm not worried about him too much. I get frustrated at times, like you said. Our receivers, we have one of like the highest drop percentages in the league. But when your offensive line looks like the Sentinels' offensive line from the replacements, it's pretty tough.
Yeah,
and then
it's been. I'm up against the break, Robbie, but it has been a ridiculously disappointing season. What's your last point? Go ahead, quickly.
Last point, our defensive line is just trash. Trayvon Walker, biggest waste of a first-round pick we could ever have. We passed on him for Aiden Hutchinson, and that's all I got.
Okay. Thank you so much, Robbie, for calling from Jacksonville. Yeah, the Jags have been a massive disappointment this season. And if you want to think about them beating the Buffalo Bills this upcoming Sunday, the one benefit that you might say is that they've been in London longer. Like, I don't know, maybe drinking the water and sticking around and having an advantage, maybe Buffalo will come over and maybe they're jet-lagged. Maybe they're tired. Maybe they're not acclimated. That could be the one saving grace for the Jags. Otherwise, I think the Buffalo Bills are going to smoke them. At least the fans out in the UK will get a good game. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls, and then we're going to talk about some other disappointing teams. What team is the worst in the NFL? We'll talk about it here on CBS Sports Radio.
Greetings, podcast listeners. This is world-renowned, self-proclaimed couples therapist, Dr. Sheila. And I'd like to invite all of you to experience my couples therapy podcast, Say More. On the pod, I talk to couples and you get to listen in on other people's problems and then feel better about your own.
Say More with Dr. Sheila features Amy Poehler as Dr. Sheila. Listen and follow to Say More with Dr. Sheila on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered.
Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.